This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
In case you weren't aware just how insane things have become with the left's sexualization of children, they're now parading around drag queen kids on Good Morning America. Yes, Good Morning America is celebrating drag queen kids, like little boys who are dressed up like female whores to fulfill the pedophile sexual fantasies of adult leftists who applaud and clap, and they call the little boy, oh, such a hero. What courage you have to be yourself. Well, guess what? The LGBT cult is now grooming children to be gay, to be transgender, especially to be lesbians, way outside their own choice. Now, as a libertarian, I'm fine with adults being what they want to be. Once you're an adult, you can dress up in any way you want. You can be a drag queen. You can be gay. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be a transgender as an adult. But to put this onto children and to indoctrinate and brainwash children, which is what's happening today, it is sick, it is twisted, it is child abuse. And the LGBT activists are now child sex abusers. There's a school in the UK, a school that has predominantly autistic children who are, of course, cognitively impaired. And a teacher has gone public with an anonymous cry for help, saying that in her school, in one grade, 17 autistic children now claim to be transgender or gender fluid because they're being groomed by LGBT activists. And of course, the radical left has control over Hollywood. They have control over all the movies, all the Netflix episodes. Practically every Netflix original now features gay men kissing. Just for some reason, out of the blue, you're watching a special, a movie, a TV show like Ozark. That's a series that was on Netflix. And out of the blue, in the middle of just, I don't know, episode 5 or whatever, two gay country boys just get together and start making out in a car. This is propaganda. This is Netflix and Hollywood trying to shove this down your throat at the same time that the schools are trying to indoctrinate children to be gay and lesbian. And as this teacher talked about, that the gender fluid children were given all this special popularity by their peers. Oh my God, they're applauded, they're celebrated, they're given extra social credit, so to speak. They become super popular individuals. Oh my God, you're so courageous, you're so wonderful. And then, as this teacher noted, the children start to condemn the teachers for not using the proper gender pronouns. So the children are being turned into little left-wing language police, little Nazis, little LGBT Nazis, telling the teachers, oh, you should use he, you should use she, you should use my preferred gender pronoun, my PGP. You didn't ask me what my PGP was, my preferred gender pronoun. So this is training to turn these little children into little LGBT Nazi language police, and it's working. And I have to say, if we don't stop this, the radical insane left is going to turn an entire generation of children into mental illness nutcases. I mean, how are children going to ever deal with this when their parents and their schools and their teachers have exploited them and sexualized them and sexually abused them through this process to try to turn them into something that the left-wing adults want to see? They want to see little children dressed up as transgender whores. They want to see the cross-dressing. They want to see this. The adults are pushing this onto the children and not allowing those children to be who they are. And it's sick, and it should be criminal. There should be laws against this, because it isn't just a temporary choice. It's the genital mutilation of these children. How many of these children are being put on chemical castration drugs that will forever harm their reproductive capability? how many of these children are undergoing surgery for transgender surgery, sex changes, which, of course, the insane left calls gender reassignment surgery, or they have some weird term for it. I think that's what they use. This is the permanent maiming of a child's genitalia in order to appease the twisted, sick adults who are sexualizing these children and abusing them now through medical child abuse, which is the genital mutilation of these children. How do the adults know that this child that you're toying with and you're ruining their life now, how do you know that child doesn't want to have children one day? Maybe that child who's 8 years old and you've convinced is a transgender and you've convinced to undergo surgery and chemical castration, maybe that child wants to be a mom one day after she escapes your left-wing lunacy, your LGBT tyranny, your mass mental illness, because that movement has become so twisted and sick. And it's rooted in pedophilia, let's be honest. These leftists want to turn children into their little sex toys. It's rooted in pedophilia, and it is inhumane, and it's a violation of the fundamental human rights of children. This is a crime against children carried out by the LGBT activist community, and it has now infiltrated daytime television. It has infiltrated movies. It's infiltrated Netflix and Amazon Prime and everywhere you go. This message is now being thrown in your face that children are supposed to be transgender sex toys of the left. And that if you don't applaud and clap for this child who's being sexually abused, then, oh, you're the bad person. You're a bigot. You're transphobic. The left has taken over language to say that if you don't agree with every insane thing they want to do, you have a phobia, or you're phobic, you're transphobic, gay-phobic, you're phobic, phobophobic, you're homophobic, you're agoraphobic. Yes, you're afraid of crowds because you're not conforming. You're not conforming to the demands of the cult-like left. And I got to say, we have to stop this cult. It is a cult, and it is a dangerous cult. And yes, they're coming for your children. They've already started converting many children into little LGBT Nazis, little transgender fascists that want to control everything you say, control everything you think. They attack people for being normal heterosexuals, which is normal, by the way. Being heterosexual is a normal state across all of nature, all of animals, all mammals, all throughout nature. You have a man and a woman, and they get together, and through sexual reproduction, you have the continuation of the species. But the left wants to say that that's bad because they hate nature, they hate life, they hate babies, they hate normalcy, and they hate white people and Christianity as well, of course, because the left is a sick, twisted, satanic, pedophilia-rooted, I don't know, what do you even call them? I mean, they're dangerous to human civilization, and they're committing child abuse on a daily basis, and they are happy to commit mass crimes against humanity, specifically against children, to maim the genitalia of the children. This is what Democrats are. This is what leftists are. This is what LGBT people have become. And this is why a lot of gay male couples are distancing themselves from the LGBT insanity. There's like gay normal people, by the way, who are just fed up with all this as well. They're like, what the heck? Why are these transgender pushers trying to make us all look bad? Sexualizing the children, having little drag queens prancing around on stage in Good Morning America. Even a lot of gay couples are like, this is too much. That's insane. You know, we support gay rights, but my God, let the child grow up before you start pushing all this stuff on them. And I'm the same way. I support gay rights. I support gay couples. There's nothing wrong with being gay. That's your personal choice. And even like I said, you want to cross-dress as an adult. That's your choice, but don't push it on the children. That's child abuse. And that's what the left has become. And they're going to keep pushing it until someone stops them. And it's time that we, the people, stop them. We must rise up and have a nationwide revolt against this insanity, or the children will suffer. They will be mutilated. by the LGBT cult. All right, you can read more at my website called gender.news, gender.news, or read naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Pray for our children. They are being exploited and sexualized and sexually abused by these leftists. It's out of control. It's got to stop.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.